devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics. Thought she was
grand. And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio. So it's the 420 break, and you are not dreaming. I am here doing 2 hours with Crudy. It was so much fun yesterday. Thought we'd do it again. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789. Crudy, I know we got some news we want to get to, but just to stay on the Buffalo murders and this whole topic for a moment, if we may. Some news from The Hill I thought I would important like to bring to your attention. New York Attorney General Tish James is launching an investigation into the role social media companies played in connection with the deadly shooting in Buffalo, her office announced Wednesday. The probe will focus on Twitch, 4chan, 8chan, and Discord, but will not be limited to those platforms. A quote, "The terror attack in Buffalo has once again revealed the depths and danger of the online forums that spread and promote hate. The fact that an individual can post detailed plans to commit such an act of hate without consequence and then stream it for the world to see is bone-chilling and unfathomable. Time and time again, we have seen the real-world devastation that is born of these dangerous and hateful platforms, and we are doing everything in our power to shine a spotlight on this alarming behavior and take action to ensure it never happens again." And right, you know what I'm saying? No doubt. Let's see, what else? A little bit more here. Spokespeople for Twitch and 4chan did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Also, a Discord spokesman told The Hill in a statement the company will cooperate with the New York Attorney General's investigation. In an extended statement released Tuesday about the shooting, the Discord spokesperson said the company is assisting law enforcement during the investigation. A quote, "What we know at this time is that a private invite-only server was created by the suspect to serve as a personal diary chat log. Approximately 30 minutes prior to the attack, however, a small group of people were invited to and joined the server. Before that, our records indicate no other people saw the diary chat log in his private server," the spokesperson said, which is also kind of creepy and weird. Like, what was that all about? What, 30 minutes before you go and shoot and murder innocent elderly black people for fun? You invite some people to your private server? It's very strange. Some more information will come out on that. And I do commend James for this action. And yet you think about how easy it is. Any music you play on YouTube, think about this for a minute. You play some, Bob Dylan on YouTube without a proper licensing. YouTube shuts that thing off immediately. Same with Facebook. If you run licensed music and they're not aware of your licensing, they will pull that stuff very quickly. You can't tell me there's not a way to be more proactive in this regard. So kudos to New York Attorney General Letitia James.
You know, Dom, while there's time in this segment, let me give you a countering viewpoint from the right.
Please.
Big Tech's harmful censorship of Republican candidates. According to Senator Steve Daines, Republican from Montana, "Big Tech in America has gone woke, and America sees it. From selective censorship of conservative viewpoints to policies that prop up the far left's agenda, these corporations have become the newest arm of the Democrat Party. With the online platforms becoming increasingly central to the daily lives of many Americans, Silicon Valley companies have gained massive power to shape our politics, culture, and our elections. Unlike Fox News, right? Unlike Fox
News. Right, right, right.
Central to the successful political campaigns is a candidate's ability to convey their ideas to the public. Since the arrival of radio and TV, politicians have leveraged these channels of mass communication to engage, persuade, and mobilize. In the past decade, the internet has been revolutionary in creating avenues to contact voters and supporters. In fact, digital platforms have become one of the top ways to reach more than 70% of all Americans. And more campaigns across party lines use digital tools for fundraising and communicating directly to voters. They become essential to political success. It also raises serious scrutiny on how the political bias of the unaccountable big tech companies who control these platforms could dramatically impact election outcomes." Well, your party didn't accept the election outcomes anyways.
Right, so what's your worried about? Right.
Dominic, according to Senator Daines, a new nonpartisan study from researchers at North Carolina State University, Go Wolfpack, has unmistakably exposed Big Tech's most egregious attempt to tilt the scale towards left-wing candidates. And here's the evidence, Dom. ahead of the 2020 elections, researchers found that Gmail, the most used email platform in the world, was a whopping 7 times more likely to send conservative candidates' emails to a spam folder than it was to send left-wing candidates' emails to that unwanted destination. Now, I got to tell you, man, I get inundated with the emails. I mean, Donald Trump's got like 9 different super PACs soliciting donations constantly all day long. I wish they would go to my spam folder. You know, is that a settings thing? Can I change that?
Perhaps, yes.
A little bit more here. By making it more difficult for right-of-center candidates to convey their message to voters, Gmail's political bias dramatically hurt Republican candidates while benefiting their Democrat. You know, I didn't use Democratic.
Of course not. Yeah.
Democrat counterparts. This is unacceptable. So, you know, there is this notion that big tech somehow is wrecking it. And it's coming from both sides of the aisle, right? So you think we can come together in some bipartisan fashion and actually examine these issues, Tom?
Yes, that's a fair assessment.
But that seems quite unlikely in the environment we live, because one party doesn't believe the same reality that I think you and I both share.
Well, and that's fine. You have a right to whatever color the sky is in your world. But, you know, if you're going to send out, you know, racist and misogynistic and anti-Semitic, and if you're going to engage in that kind of behavior, hell, even toying with it, then perhaps, you know, big tech, if that goes against whatever their standards are, maybe you should work around that. Or, you know, stick to the FCC, stick to the radio. You know, these are the people's airwaves. You do not own the Facebook servers. You see the difference there? You see how that works, Senator?
I guess I do. You know, but I'm not going to speak for the junior senator from the great state of Montana. Steve Daines, his name. Come back with us. That's Dominic. That's Fancy Brian. That's Evan. I'm Crudy. And you could be next on the phones at 844-967-2789. It's a happier 4 o'clock hour with more Dom.
Is this a dating video?
It's the email. The email. What? The email.
Oakley Doakley.